name is prayer. And that was a prayer for this saint to give us peace. I want to read a prayer from my journal. I tend to write my prayers mostly. This was a few weeks ago. I tell you, God, I'm really tired of this. I call out, help, 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 and you just don't help. I mean, I'm glad for a good home, good relationships, good work, but I'm really tired, and no rest. My body's sagging, no vitality. I don't know what the fuck to do. I don't. I pray for a breakthrough, an opening, a healer. Boy, if Jesus walked by, I swear I would reach out and touch his garment. Where is he? Striving gets to be hopeless, but giving up in resignation doesn't, well, surely that is hopelessness. What do you want from me? Thank you for Alan. May you do well. May Jean's terrible spider bite heal quickly. May John's knee be okay. But I have to admit, top of my list, may this body heal. Show me what to eat, what not to eat, what to take, what not to take, what to do. May Dr. C. listen well, be loving and inspired. Amen. Well, I don't know if that is a perfect prayer, but I take my clue from the Psalms. And if you look through the Psalms, you will notice that there are a lot of heartfelt feelings they just let fly, whatever is there. For instance, I will sing of your steadfast love forever. Then on the next page, you read, why are you hiding yourself when I'm in trouble? Help! Listen to me! Answer me! How long? You gonna forget me forever? And then the one they attributed to Jesus on the cross, why have you forsaken me? So I assume that prayer is something about just letting it fly, whatever is true from you. And James Carse, I really like his book about prayer. He underlines that by saying, whatever is spoken from the heart, or that's the key to prayer, is to speak from the heart. In fact, he goes on to say, whatever is spoken from the heart is prayer, which is interesting. And I like that prayer. I think it's a very heartfelt prayer, the one that's often used in the Christian Eucharist. You may know this one. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, from whom no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts. Now that's an interesting phrase. The thoughts of our hearts. By the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. I love that because it's a heart prayer. So Carse says that the key to prayer is to speak from the heart. Whatever is spoken from the heart is prayer. And then he goes on to say that whenever you speak from the heart, you're speaking to God. Now that brings up another issue. Just who it is that we are praying to. I mean, once we worked it out, which I assume probably most of us here have, that God is not some big person in the sky somewhere, then you're stuck with how you address this great determiner of my fate, this infinite, mysterious otherness. All those words seem, although there was a time when I just literally hung the word God out to dry for a couple of years, and I used all those phrases. And I guess it's something, when we talk about who prayer is addressed to, we each just have to work it out for ourselves. I find that now I'm back to saying, most of my prayers start, dear God, unless I'm really pissed off. And Jesus suggested a familial phrase, our Father. Sometimes I just say, oh, Father, Mother, God, dear Goddess. And Ignatius says that you just, his approach to prayer is that you address it to that infinite who loves you absolutely, just with the assumption that you are absolutely loved, that the universe is benevolent. Anyway, as I was saying, I think we have to work that out for ourselves. And what I'm doing now, I'm just talking for a short time to get your juices flowing about this topic, because we're going to be talking to one another about it. And then I want to do an experiment with a certain kind of prayer. And I'm talking here about verbal prayer. Now, my experience with Buddhist meditation has been, for me, that is a form of prayer. And I'm really looking forward to working with Peggy and Larry this weekend, or not working, or whatever you want to call it, to renew. I'm looking forward to renewing and deepening my experience with meditation. And what to me is another form of prayer. I guess you could say, some people say you should be in prayer all the time, and if you consider silent meditative awareness prayer, and then if you consider speaking from the heart, anytime you speak from the heart prayer, you could be in prayer all day. When you're silent, you just be aware of everything that you can be aware of. When you're speaking, you speak from the heart, so you always pray. But, you know, some of us may be asking, why pray? Any kind of prayer. Why pray? I don't believe in magic. Don't people pray just to have some kind of magical thing happen? Romano Guardini, a Catholic, put it this way. He said, faith depends on prayer, just as life depends on breathing. So he's saying that prayer is the breath of a life of faith. You know what you might ask? Well, why live a life of faith? Isn't that magic too, believing in magical things? Well, first thing I would say is that a life of faith or trust is probably more satisfying than the alternative, which I would say is despair, conscious or unconscious, in some form of despair. And so the way I talk about it is that about faith and prayer is that prayer is the road toward growing in trust that nothing is outside of essential love and goodness for us to draw from and live from, or draw on and live from. That no matter how terrible, from our perspective, the situation is, we can trust that we can always live from goodness and love, that that is an essential part of the universe. And we don't know that. That's why the word is faith and trust. There's no way to prove it. It's not certainty. But when we live that way, we are living in faith and not despair. And of course, we all live in despair when we see all the things going on in the world today. But it is possible to live triumphantly in the sense of trusting that we can draw on essential love and goodness to respond to whatever comes up in life. And one part of this road of faith is to decide, it involves deciding over and over again that ultimate reality is loving us even when it doesn't seem like love to us. Because often it will not seem like love. And part of the road of faith is over and over making that decision that somehow or other this is love and can be responded to as love. Well, as I said, that's just something to get you stewing about the topic. And what I'd like us to do now, if you would, just where you're sitting, turn to someone next to you. In this case, maybe even if it's your partner. Just maybe in twos. So you two. John, you and you two. Marsha and Don, you two. Okay? And I'll give you just a couple of minutes, and I want you to answer this question one at a time. Be sure you give the person uninterrupted attention to answer this question. When, where, and how do you do whatever you might call prayer? Something, you know, in that vicinity. When, where, and how do you participate in an activity you might call prayer? Okay, begin.